For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. The 111th Tennessee General Assembly adjourned last week in Nashville, leaving some matters unsettled and others hastily wrapped up. The Republican supermajority saved some of its most controversial legislation for the midnight hour. With us again is political analyst Otis Sanford. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Chris. Good to be with you.
Well, Otis, the biggest news was this sweeping anti-abortion legislation, a 60-page bill that came up at midnight. This would ban abortions at the first sign of fetal heartbeat. No exceptions for rape or incest. Otis, why did they do this under the cover of darkness?
Well, I guess they were hoping that some of the opponents would be asleep at that time, even if they were sitting in the chambers. This is the most, if not one of the most, draconian pieces of anti-abortion legislation that I know of in the country.
Which does raise the question why these heartbeat bills have failed constitutionally in other states. Is this one any different?
This is just legislation and legislators behaving at their worst, Chris. They are bound and determined, obviously with the prodding of Governor Bill Lee, to make an emphatic statement about outlawing abortions. But it is going to be a court fight. The ACLU in Tennessee has already said, I'll see you in court, and it's going to happen.
Well, after the legislature wrapped up at 3 a.m., one piece of legislation did not get voted on, and that was a coronavirus liability bill. Governor Bill Lee and many Republicans want to protect businesses from lawsuits over the coronavirus. And this was such a big deal that the governor has threatened to call a special session just to vote on this. Otis, why didn't this pass? Many Republicans are very pro-business in this state.
Well, I think in this case, you had people who went back on their word and then lied about it. You know, this is the first time in a long time I've seen this much anger and resentment within the Republican Party. They control everything up there. But in a broader sense, I'm not sure that I'm totally in favor of some broad coronavirus liability bill that prevents workers from suing at any point because of the coronavirus. You know, some employers are demanding people go back to work. If they get sick, then they don't have much recourse. So, I mean, this thing needed to be debated much better than that. And that's what I see going on here.
You know, some Republicans, it seems, are wrestling with this idea of accountability. It's our government telling businesses to open and workers to get to work. So, you know, when businesses like nursing homes and warehouses have outbreaks and employees die, do you just blanket say, well, you know, the workplace had nothing to do with that?
Yeah, I mean, you don't want ambulance chasing lawyers, you know, filing frivolous lawsuits. I understand that. But what we're talking about here, from my point of view, is you're hurting essential workers. They are told either come back to work or you lose your unemployment benefits. They go back to work, they get sick, and they don't have any recourse. They don't get paid a lot of money anyway. I just think that this kind of a liability bill penalizes them, and I'm not sure that that's fair.
Well, turning to the Mid-South, the Shelby County Commission passed a resolution Monday that calls racism a pandemic. And this was supported by the health department director, Elisa Haushalter. She said that being black comes with health risks and that the COVID pandemic is fairly indicative of that. 57% of COVID cases here are African Americans and 18% are white. Otis, if systemic racism is a public health issue, how should our local government start to deal with that?
We have to understand that poverty, lack of good places to buy food, crime, create this public health issue built around racism. You have to chip away at it, you know, one at a time. I think that the county commission's decision here on this resolution was a good one, because really it was symbolic anyway. There's no laws that are going to be changed immediately, but they vowed through this resolution to work on policies going forward that address lower wages, that address health care and things of that nature. Those are the ways to work on this.
Well, finally, Otis Governor Bill Lee came to Memphis last Friday, showing up at some COVID testing sites at black churches. He was criticized on Juneteenth for not mentioning any of the issues that we've been talking about. You've said in the past that Governor Lee was evolving on issues of race, but what about the last few weeks?
He did start to evolve there for a minute, and I had my hopes up, Chris. But it's almost like he is sort of stuck in some mud right now, and he's not getting any traction. He's not doing anything about it. You know, this governor has been steadfastly reluctant to expand Medicaid in this state. That would go a long way toward helping not just African Americans, but a lot of poor workers in the state, some 300,000, and the kind of things that need to be addressed right now in this environment. He has failed miserably.
Political analyst Otis Sanford joins us each week to talk about Tennessee politics. Thanks again.
Thank you, Chris.
This is WKNO News.